Well, good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having a good time in Tampa, getting some sun in between the meetings and a good suntan to take home to South Dakota. I'm going to give a rapid-fire review of research programs that Organic Farming Research Foundation has done, review for USDA and other funding agencies since approximately 2000. The predominance of this work has been done by Mark Schoenbeck, myself, and Joanna Arve, which work or consult with OFRF. The first report, if you want in more detail, I'm just going to give highlights of kind of summary projects that reflect more global nuances and information that were obtained from these reports. But our first review was between 2002 and 2014, and it's called Taking Stock, Analyzing, Assessing, Reporting Organic Research Investment. We were asked to review all of the USD organic portfolio to date. So it was quite a project. Each project was reviewed in detail, their reports, the PIs were reviewed, the farmer participants reviewed, so we went really in depth in each one. If you want to read this over 300-page tome and see for yourself what is in here, please do so. And that is on our website, or you can order or can also order from us. The second recent publication, every 4 to 5 years we do what's called the National Organic Research Agenda, or NORA. We go to all the National Organic Program certified organic producers, which is almost 20,000 now, and ask them to do a survey of their research needs. So when we provide information to researchers and also to farmers, we want to know what farmers need and ranchers need. So this is where we compile that type of information. Again, this is online for your perusal. So a little bit about OFRF. We have three primary functions. Our research, we fund research at between 15 and 20,000 per year. So it's more seed grants, starting new investigators. You can do farmer research, farmer on-field research, and that type of research. So we have been able to help new researchers, young faculty, primarily graduate students, to start their research in organics, and they have gone on with this preliminary funding to do major work through other funding through other foundations or USDA. We also have an educational component and do outreach and dissemination of the results of these research, both our efforts and other funding agencies. And we also do advocacy, and Michael Stein, raise your hand, is our policy associate in DC. So he will be giving a presentation on policy efforts in the Farm Bill tomorrow if you're interested in that. So specific research needs. This was from that NORA report, and the first and primary need that farmers said 74% rated soil health as the highest research priority. So if you do soil research, and obviously you're interested in that or you wouldn't be here, you are in the right domain of what farmers feel that they need. Defining soil healthy soil, how it's being affected by the climatic changes and variability, relationship between crop management, I'm going to speak a little bit about that, and then the amendments, this great debate on what happens and the types of amendments that are allowed in organic practices and whether they do anything. So from all this research, we were also asked to then pare that down into usable information, and we have developed 7 guides to date on different topics that you see here, ranging from weed management all the way to breeding and selection. Those, again, are all available online. They are very popular. Within a week after we released these, over 2,000 people, we got hits and they wanted this information. Either you can get it hard copies or, again, online. I'm not going to go through all of these. Obviously, it's a humongous amount of information. We are adding 2 more on climatic change effects and also soil biology to this portfolio, and we'll be doing webinars throughout the next year on each of these if you're interested, and you can find that on our website too if you want to join that, and that's through eOrganics. So as far as resources, these guides, again, were funded by USDA, the OREI, and ORG programs, and we reviewed all literature, even beyond them, that related to organic research. So it was quite a review process. These next slides are just generic of what type of information that we are relaying to farmers, especially new and transitioning farmers. They do not have this information, and you would think they would if they had been farming, but they really don't. So they want to know about optimum food nutrition, yield and quality, nutrient loss, and these are some major questions that they ask for. Organic matter, as you know, what we recommend or would like organic farmers to strive for is between 3% and 6% organic matter. Do any of you know any farmers that have that level? Or your research props? Excellent. Where are you from?
We know more than that.
Oh, okay.
People have more than that.
Excellent. Okay. Well, most of the farmers we talk to have between 1% and 2%. So they have a ways to go. Of course, healthy soils, as you all know, have all these characteristics. I'm going to just go through these slides briefly and get to the research results. But what we try to tell them, and they know that they, in order to maintain water holding capacity and good drainage and plant root availability to permeate the soil, they have to consider all this and understand this. So we're trying to educate them on what it is, the terminology, and then what they can do about it. Resilience, especially out west with salinization and the dryness effect throughout the country and the world, is becoming a great problem, especially with climatic changes. So this has been a big question that we've been asked to look at. Our resistance to stress, again due to environmental stress, is becoming a major question. And then how efficient are the crops that they use, how efficient are they to nutrients that are available to them, and then healthy soils providing quality water to them. So what have we determined are the biggest challenges? Because not only that do we learn from them, and that informs researchers in what is needed, and hopefully they can be funded. We also advise provide information to USDA on future funding needs and what we would like to see, or the farmers would like to see, in their funding portfolio. So that really hopefully helps them to understand in their RFPs each year, which then obviously fund the research that you all would be doing. So what are challenges in an organic system? Tillage and cultivation, obviously, for weed control is a major problem, because that has been predominantly the major tool for weed control in organic systems, since they are not allowed to use most of the herbicides that a conventional system would use. And as by doing this extensive tillage, then the soil organic matter is decreased and the aggregation is also decreased. So major challenge is how do we reduce that. The fertility management is also a major challenge in organic systems. Crops that require high inputs of nitrogen or quick fixes like corn initially and throughout their life, it can be problematic. Organic nitrogen sources, for example, any of the manures or poultry litter as an example, can enhance the yield, but the leaching levels generally can be increased, and they also increase the soil organic loss. So it's a problem of how you put it on, when you put it on, and then how to maintain it in the soil. So organic farmers do rely on compost applications to sustain that nutrient input. But again, as you probably most of you know, then the P in the soil can increase if you use high levels of that type of input, and then you have a salt problem buildup also in conjunction with that. Cultivars, a major problem in research and lack of research is developing cultivars that are related to organic methodologies. Most of the cultivars are bred for conventional with high inputs, and so the varieties, if those varieties are used, they generally do not do well, yield less, or are not adapted to the environment that they would be in an organic system. So there has been minimal, and we found this in our research, that minimal funding, not because of lack of funding, but lack of investigation into cultivar development that would be under the management systems of organic systems. So it's a major opening if you have breeding or work with colleagues that do breeding. So as an example, one of the books is an overview, which we have done to kind of summarize all the guides and the information available. And one of the things that you are aware, and we tell farmers, and as a researcher you would do, is a survey, a soil test, and another research challenge is improving soil measurements and methodologies and metrics, not only for researchers, but also for in-field nutrient analysis and instrumentation. A major challenge, and there are research activities through the Soil Health Institute and FAR that are looking at this and need researchers to do that. Mess management practices, obviously keep your soil covered, and having root diversity to improve biomass. Cover crops, a lot of the research went into cover crops. Mid-Atlantic in Maryland tested different kinds of cover crops, and traditionally individual a variety was used, and now it's being touted to have multiple varieties, anywhere from 7 to 12 mixed varieties per cropping system, and that balance and that ratio and that mixture is a highly needed research avenue. This would include high biomass multi-species cover crops, cover crops used with compost, because then you're getting nutrient sources at different timing and different levels. How do you apply and what types of manures, and then cover crops and intensive cropping systems then later can reduce the amount of compost needed. Compost is used in most of some types, is used in most organic systems, and they help, these amendments also help microbial work as a microbial inoculant. Adjusting the rate is still questionable, even though there's been a lot of research on that, and then the differential of the CN ratios from the different sources is questionable. Diversity. Little research has been done on diversity instead of monocropping, even in organic systems and types of rotations. There needs to be a development of diverse crop rotations that provide different nutrients and biomass types. Introduction of a sod phase has been recommended by many researchers in that rotation, both as a break and also a nutrient and organic matter enhancer. Integration of crop and livestock production should be possible if necessary, but again, that's a major problem now because most of the systems are not that diversified. The tillage question again, how and what type of tillage, reduction in tillage and intensity for weed management. Rototill is, many of the research has used slower rotary speeds to reduce destruction of soil aggregation, and shallow tillage multiple times versus deep tillage. Water management, deep root and perennial crops and rotation helps with water management, especially as your soil organic matter is increased. It is historically known that organic systems retain, with a higher soil organic matter level, retain water longer, and especially in drought systems, help improve yield. Soil amendments of all types can help with that biologic processes and improve porosity and therefore water holding capacity. So future research needs, which is what we all want to know about, reliable and practical measurement protocol, I mentioned that, for SOMs. Practical guidelines regarding optimum or target SOM levels as a function of soil type and texture, climate, production systems that differ in the U.S. So many of our projects and USDA projects are regionalized, and the results also are regionalized, both by crop, soil type, weather, conditions, and so the result would be different of the information that Extension then would use to provide to those farmers. We need to continue to develop practical, reliable, and affordable field and lab measurements for measuring soil health. This is critical, and I was at a conference this summer and they were talking about, you send your soil test to five labs, you get five results. And so standardization is critically needed, no matter where you are doing your research or your farming. Soil health assessment protocol, similar role of cover crops, green manures, organic amendments to determine their impact on microbial activity. New major area of research is soil biology and microbial activity, microbial amendments and how they affect the soil characteristics and the organisms therein is a very fertile field, no pun intended, area of investigation that is being looked at not only to improve farm management, but also the commercial products that are coming out or need to be, their efficacy needs to be validated. And the role of living root biomass in maintaining active total soil organic matter, there needs to be guidelines developed and protocols and cropping system methodologies for farmers and to maximize root biomass. So that goes back to the varietal trials, to finding varieties that have larger root mass under these conditions. So again, all of these are available at our website, and you can either order them or download online. Our database for all of our research projects are on our website also, and our grant making process is open now, and the RFP proposals are due in December if you're interested. So if you want to look, you can go on the website and look for the RFP priority areas, and you will note that the first priority area is soil health. So we that is for 3 years now been our first and primary avenue for funding. So sign up for the monthly newsletter if you want this information or if you want to see what the RFP is. I would like to acknowledge and thank USDA for support of this research activity, the Clarence Heller Foundation, who funded the development of the guides, and the Soil Health Institute, who has sponsored, partially sponsored us for this symposium. So thank you.
Okay, well, let's thank speaker Diana and.